Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Lawrence, good to have you back, my man. Tanny is out. He still did the open, but here's my guy, Rick Camp.
Okay, Russ, for the score in Chicago. The Danny Parkin Show.
Least helpful local talk show host, Danny Parkin.
Afternoons on the Score.
Matt Nagy, we talked to a lot of Bears fans, young, old, and I loved when you said, you know, they didn't bring me in here to run the I formation because I saw what you did in Kansas City and what they just did last year, and I'm a young guy, and I want you guys throwing it all over the field. But we got, like, old school, bear down, bear weather Bears fans that listen to this radio station. What can you tell them about, like, a pledge to the running game or where you feel like the running game exists in Bear football in 2020? Because a lot of people have questions about it, Matt.
We need to be better in the run game and put together a product on the field that we think is a lot better. And if that means running the ball a lot more, shoot, we are going to do it.
And a huge third and two coming up for Chicago.
Yeah, essentially, the Panthers have to stop them here. They have one timeout left. If the Bears are able to convert, won't be enough time. They can essentially take a knee, victory formation, and call it.
Third down and two. Foles looking to throw. It's broken up. So the clock stops with a minute 40 remaining, and the Bears will punt it away.
We need to figure out what that is. You can't have earmuffs and blinders on. You got to be real with it.
Can you earmuff it for me?
Run the ball. Please run the ball.
All I got to do is say earmuffs.
Yeah, Nagy needs to. I know he wants that back because time is your friend, and you want to use up as much time as possible. I understand you're trying to convert. You go three straight runs. Whether you get it or not, at worst, Carolina has no timeouts now going on this final drive.
We got to be better in the run game.
Why the f*** you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God, stop lying.
I'll tell you, I am fired up today because how about them Bears?
Man, you're so funny, man.
The Danny Parkin Show.
That's what all the kids listen to you, man. You are the best thing on the radio.
Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Tanny's the best in the business. He will be back soon. We appreciate you hanging out with the Danny Parkin Show here on The Score, where the hour is brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Boomer Esiason at 3, Mark Grody at 3:40, Olin Krutz in for the 4 and 5 o'clock hours. You can watch the show, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore, and call us on a Bears Monday, 312-644-6767. That's the conflict, right? The Bears are 5-1. The Bears have as many strengths and flaws as any team in the NFC. So normally, you would be thinking at 5-1, playoffs are a lock, feel good about their chances in the division. Why not a one seed? Why not an NFC championship? Why not a Super Bowl? But they've had double-digit deficits in three of their wins, and we chalked up, at least some of us, some of the bad offensive performance to number one defense with the Colts, number two defense with the Bucks, short week, quarterback switching, and all of that. So extra rest, 25th-ranked DVOA defense, 31st-ranked rush defense, extra time. The Bears should have their best offensive game of the season against Carolina, and we saw that. In a week when Matt Nagy pledged to clean up the details and he fell on the grenade for his team and said that cleaning up the details was on the coaching, we saw delay of game after a timeout that was called originally to avoid a delay of game in the first place. That ain't perfecting the details. We saw Anthony Miller on the second drive catch the ball on what would have been a first down and then run backwards, either because he didn't know where the sticks were, misjudged his own athletic ability, or straight up didn't know the route concept. Again, not knowing the details. 10 penalties as a team. Not all on offense, but 10 penalties as a team. They lead the NFL in penalties. That's not perfecting the details. I said last week I wanted a season high in carries and yards for David Montgomery. He had 19 carries. That was a season high. Did not approach the yardage total that he had against the Giants. So that was a failure. Nick Foles throwing the ball off his back foot. What are you doing? You're supposed to be the smart one. Only 7 rushing attempts in the first half, all to Montgomery, for a grand total of 13 yards in the first half. Now, some of that was skewed in terms of the run-pass discrepancy. It was 20 passes against 7 runs because they were in the hurry-up offense and they got that field goal right before the end of the half. That was a great job, where it was 8 passes against 1 run to get the field goal. Cairo Santos actually kicking a long field goal and making it. But we are stuck in this place as Bears fans and Bears media of, we should talk about them like they're 5-1 and have a shot to win the NFC. They've got a great defense. You can only play who's on your schedule. They've beaten who's on their schedule. And they clearly got it right at quarterback. I mean, there can't be any more Mitchell Trubisky truthers out there, right? That would seem impossible at this point, even though Foles wasn't great. All you have to do is witness the efficiency that they played with at times, right? And I'm not sitting here at all. They averaged less than 5 yards per play against a bad defense. That was not a great offensive performance. But they had an 11-play scoring drive. They had a 9-play scoring drive. They had a 10-play scoring drive. They had a 10-play scoring drive. That wasn't the same offense that we saw with Mitch Trubisky. There was some sustained success, even if it was too much left to right, too much dinking and dunking for your liking, and not enough success in the running game. There was some sustained success. And then, oh yeah, by the way, there's the intangible, and I'm sure you've heard at least some of this by now. We're going to just play a chunk here. But can you imagine? It's kind of like the same thing with Ryan Pace not having dinner with Deshaun Watson. You didn't sit down to dinner with Deshaun, but you sat down to 6 hours with Mitch Trubisky. What the hell were you talking about after the 16th minute? Here's Nick Foles after the game. And while you're listening to Nick Foles, I want you to think about every time you've heard Mitch Trubisky speak and tell me how you could possibly have come away that one guy was better to start than the other. Here's Nick Foles.
When you win a game like this and you get back to the locker room, obviously you're excited because it's very hard to win in the NFL. But when you can sit down as men and you're not satisfied and not happy, and you want to discuss where we can get better right after a win against a good team, that tells you a lot. Because we could easily just go in there, but you know what? We won. Doesn't matter. No, that's not what was happening in the locker room. We were sitting there having discussions. How can we do this better? What can we do here better? Coaches and players are talking. And that is what it's about. We're not getting complacent. We want to get better. And we're talking. It's easy to say, hey, 5-1, this is awesome, the NFL. No, that's not what I see here. And I've been on teams where maybe at the beginning of the season, you're trying to figure out who you are offensively. You're sputtering at times. And then all of a sudden, you just keep believing. You keep working. You keep watching film. Who do we want to be? What do we do well? How can we do this? And then all of a sudden, there's that one game that it just clicks. And it's happened many times in my career. I've been a part of it. But it all starts with, after games like this, you sit there, you have the conversations, and you are not satisfied with simply winning the game because you know you have to get better. And I think that's just in life and what we do. You can't just be satisfied and become complacent. You have to continue to work on the little details every single day with what you do to get better. And then it's going to click. You got to believe. Without belief, nothing's possible.
Okay, so Nick Foles isn't great, but he's the quarterback the rest of the way. That debate is officially over. There cannot possibly be any more Mitchell Trubisky truthers out there after wins against the Bucs, wins against the Colts, a win against the Panthers, and that level of intangible performance. Whether it's on the sideline with Matt Nagy after the game there, that conversation's over. The only way Trubisky plays again is if Nick Foles gets hurt. Then it brings us to the Matt Nagy question. Put this poll question out at the Parkin Show on Twitter yesterday, and I tried to clearly define yes and no in this poll question. Unfortunately, I had a bad typo. I said, do you think Matt Nagy is a good head? I meant good head coach. But do you think Matt Nagy is a good head? Objectively funnier. But I think most people got the point. Do you think Matt Nagy is a good head coach? Take it all into account. Leadership, play calling, results, etc. If you want him here and you think he'll be here in 3 years, you vote yes. If you want him fired or think he will be by 2023, vote no. Over 5,100 votes. 55% of you say yes, Matt Nagy's a good head coach. 45% of you say no, you want him fired, you think he'll be gone in 3 years or less, he's a bad head coach. That's wild. For a dude who went 12-4, 8-8, and is now 5-1. And I know. Good head coach, bad play caller. Great defense, he's getting lucky. But think about some of the head coaches you've had in the past. Voting no on Matt Nagy being a good head coach today is wild to me. But that doesn't mean he does not deserve plenty of criticism for that offensive performance yesterday. Because he was there when they drafted Anthony Miller. He's there when they draft Cole Kmet. He's there when they draft David Montgomery. He's there for Whitehair and Daniels and bringing in Foles and Robinson. This is as much his offense as it is Pace's. Personnel, scheme, everything. More so, it's Matt Nagy's offense. He's got to wear the failures. To the biggest decision of yesterday, I want you to think about the situation Matt Nagy's in. You all know it. 3rd and 2, one timeout left for the Panthers. Bears trying to ice away the win. 7-yard run to Montgomery on the first down. 1-yard run on 2nd down. Here's Matt Nagy's explanation for why he passed to Allen Robinson and stopped the clock on 3rd and short.
For our situation, if you get that first down right there, it's game over. You don't punt the ball back to them. And you can run the ball and possibly get it, and you make them burn the timeout. But that's not an aggressive approach. We've already decided, and it doesn't mean that if we're in that situation again that we can't run the ball. That's not what I'm saying. But being in the situation that we were right there, we felt like, hey, we had a play we liked. We already knew it. We said it because really in that situation, if it's a run pass situation, you know on first down that on 3rd down, if you've already made the decision to go for it, you already know what the play is on first down. On 3rd down, I'm saying, you know on 3rd down what it's going to be. So that play was ready. And I have to go back and see it. I couldn't see exactly what happened, but we felt really good, all of us, with the decision to do that. And it's one of those ones, you get it, it's a great call, and it's game over. And if you don't, it stinks, and you got to give the ball back to them. And so we got to finish the end of those games.
I want you to think about that for a minute. Run, pass. You decide on the play call ahead of time. He said go for it, but obviously you're not punting on 3rd down. Matt Nagy abandons the run too quickly. I think we can agree on that. The running game is supposed to salt away wins. I think we can agree on that. But that man tried to run the ball yesterday. For all of you who want to blame this exclusively on Matt Nagy, I'm here for some of the blame going on Matt Nagy. But David Montgomery had 19 rushing attempts. I mean, Rashad Coward got blown up yesterday. Bobby Massey got blown up yesterday. Charles Leno got blown up yesterday. And listen, that happened with Mitch Trubisky too. We're in agreement there. But David Montgomery is not Gale Sayers. And everybody that has played the Panthers has been able to run the ball against the Panthers. And Matt Nagy tried to run the ball against the Panthers. And they weren't able to do it. And so you can put all of that on Nagy if you want to. But some of that is on the offensive lineman not being good enough. Right? Just point blank. In that spot, if you really genuinely feel, based on the previous 58 minutes of football, that your best chance of getting 2 yards is throwing instead of passing, which Matt Nagy clearly does, and by the way, the yards per play data for this team would agree with him. It's not as indefensible as people are making it out to be. Now, I would have run the ball to force Carolina to call a timeout. So I disagreed with Matt Nagy with what he did there. I would have said, given your defense, the key is taking away as many things from Carolina as possible that would help them drive down the field, the timeout being chief among them. So you may as well run because you obviously could get the 2 yards on the ground, but even if you don't, you force them to use the timeout, as opposed to the pass, where if it doesn't work, they get to keep their timeout. We all understand that. So I would have run the ball. But he's saying that because of the failures of the running game, that it was predetermined before first down, if they reached third down, they were passing. That's how bad the running game is was yesterday and is overall. That's just a tough spot for any play caller. Bill Walsh, Andy Reid, Bill Belichick, whomever. Matt Nagy could come out here today and relinquish play calling duties to DeFilippo or Bill Lazor or Olin Krutz or the Madden player listening right now on Twitch, right? Whoever it is, if you can't run the ball against the second worst run defense in the NFL when you tried more than 20 times, no one's going to have a great spot in that situation. So it's not 100% you have to run. I would have run to make them call their last timeout. I would have. But there's an argument on the other side, given how poorly the Bears have been running all day. It's not as if they were running for 4.5 yards per carry, and then he passed on 3rd and 2. That would be fireable. They were running for 2 and change for most of the game. Their longest carry of the entire game was 12 yards. It was pathetic. So now the question that I think we all have to ask ourselves is basically whether or not we believe Allen Robinson when he says this.
I think that we got a chance to be an extremely good team. You know, again, like I said before, I mean, we haven't yet played our best ball at all, you know, but what I can say is, you know, the more, you know, snaps that we're getting, the more that we're playing ball, you know, we're seeing things that we like, we're getting the stuff that we like, you know, again, I mean, we haven't been perfect just yet, or we haven't had that really breakout explosive game, but I definitely think that that's around the corner. You know, I definitely, like I said before, from my perspective, I see us trending in the right direction. I thought some drives for us, I thought we played extremely well. I thought we moved the ball, you know, very efficiently and very effectively, you know, on a few drives this game, you know. So again, I thought it was one of those games where even though we may not have been scoring points, you know, it was some drives that may have stalled and things like that. But I personally don't feel like we just got into one of those games where we were going 3 and out and this and that. You know, I thought we moved the ball and I thought we made plays and I thought that we played well, definitely in a particular situation.
So whether or not you agree with Allen Robinson right there is the story of the Bears season. If you agree with Allen Robinson that the offense is getting better and a breakout game is right around the corner, then we can talk NFC championships and Super Bowls. If you think he's just hope trafficking and there is nothing to validate his opinion, and that's just looking at it through Bears colored glasses, then they're going to be a 10-win team that loses in the first round of the playoffs. But that's the crux of the issue. Do you believe an offensive breakout is possible with this personnel? 312-644-6767. I'll give you my answer to that coming up. Plus, the best piece of news around the NFL yesterday for the Bears wasn't simply that the Packers lost. I'll explain coming up on the Danny Parkin Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Score.
My friend, you are 5-1. How does that sound?
Woo! Woo! And I'm sure all Bears fans can appreciate it, because when I first came here, we didn't have these type of records. And now that we're getting to this point, it's just beautiful to see all your hard work and watch the guys collectively come together and build something different, you know, that culture.
Club Dub is open for business, Akeem. Have fun.
You know I'm about to get it in.
Akeem Hicks, you're going to Club Dub this win? Yeah, wins are hard to come by in the NFL. The Bears, though, 27th in the league in points per game at 21.3. Indianapolis, who you just saw, is league average. They are 16th at 26.2 points per game. So the Bears are about 5 points per game away on offense from being league average. Allen Robinson says the breakout performance is right around the corner. Here's the thing. It's not happening. They might have a game here or a game there, but if you can't run the ball and control the line of scrimmage against the Panthers front seven without Kawan Short, you are a bottom 10 offensive line comfortably. I feel very comfortable saying that, and maybe bottom 5. And the James Daniels injury hurts, and Olin Krutz is better equipped to speak to that certainly than I am, and we'll talk about that with him for, I'm sure, a lot of the 2 hours that he's in today between 4 and 6.
Is there anything else that Olin is much better equipped to speak on than you are? Can we just, like, have him talk?
Hey, Shane.
Are there other things?
Hi. Happy Monday. What else do you think he's better equipped to speak on than me?
I don't know. You talk about Hawaiian culture a lot, and I'm tired of having the people snap back and say, this guy knows nothing about Hawaiian culture. Can we get somebody on who knows about Hawaiian culture? So I think maybe we leave that up to him. I did want to tell you this. I think you couldn't see it because the guy's Twitter account was protected, but we did have one dummy try to replicate your smoothie this weekend that you texted me Saturday morning. One guy did replicate it, and I'll tell you what, his looked a lot better than yours, and he didn't have to use an $800 blender to do it.
It's a $400 blender.
So,
and though I might buy a second one, you know, if we buy a
house. You have that many smoothies, you just need more than one blender. Are you blending more than one thing at once?
No, I'm not going to buy a second one. I was joking. If I ever buy a house, an upstairs blender and a downstairs blender.
Sure, that make a lot of sense. Those are heavy.
Yeah, I would never do that. I'm appalled at how much I spent on this blender, but it is a game changer. Hashtag blender goals, because I'm saying we're changing lives here one smoothie at a time, and literally one at a time if one other person did it. But I'm just saying, you take a lot of pride in when you give out recipes for, you know, Shane's meat. You're trying to brand yourself as an influencer in the food game. Why can't I do it in the smoothie community?
Well, I mean, people ask me for that. Nobody asks you for your opinions on blenders.
But Shane, it's such an underutilized part of, you know, the food culture. There's no smoothie people out there.
True.
Right?
That's very true. Yeah, it's Danny and then all of the yoga moms.
Yeah. Amen. See this Patagonia I'm rocking? I got some Lululemon pants on too, buddy.
See, they're saying that on the basic Twitch chat. People often ask for Shane's meat. They do. I don't see many people asking for Danny's smoothies.
I just texted you my smoothie recipe, and then you shared it on social media.
Right, but I think you knew what you were doing. Like, you led me down that road. You know that if you send something to me that is correlating to a previous show topic, you know I'm going to share it on social media. Much like you tried to illegally lead Dave Wannstedt into certain bingo answers, you knew that if you texted me that smoothie, that I would share it on Twitter.
Well, it's not my fault that you're a lemming and that I can manipulate you that easily. That's not my fault.
True.
You're like a stormtrooper. And in this case, I am Obi-Wan Kenobi.
See, I don't get that reference because I'm not a big old nerd. I don't watch Star Trek or any of those.
Star Wars.
Whatever it is.
You're not the droid
exactly.
I'm looking for.
You're proving my point. I don't watch that stuff, so that reference is lost on me.
Okay, well, you're not the droid I'm looking for, okay?
Okay.
So that's all I'm saying. So if anyone wants my smoothie recipes, feel free to slide into my DMs at Danny Parkins on Twitter. You enormous, enormous hater.
I mean, neither of you have merch, so you're just really striving to get to my level anyway.
True.
That's fair. That's fair. Can't be. I could get fired from this job tomorrow, and I might. Contract's up in January. But you, with your merchandise, will be just, it's so, I'm so proud. As a skinny fat, but as the
host. We call that a normie.
Yeah, a normie would be a skinny fat. Just the fact that you have the 0.0 sticker for the I'm Fat podcast that looks like the marathon stickers for the 26.2, it's comedic genius. Who came up with the 0.0 sticker, by the way?
I wish I could claim that, but that one's all Jay.
It's so brilliant. It is so good. The other merchandise is good, but can I have a 0.0 sticker, please, or do I need to pay?
Why don't you just
retail?
Pay for it like everyone else?
Okay.
You paid for a $500 blender. You could pay for a $25 sticker.
A $400 blender.
$25 sticker. Good Lord.
I'm
going to
buy a sticker. I just bought Jay's book. I was just curious. I would like a sticker.
I'm asking Shane, where does he get $25 stickers?
Is your sticker not a scratch and sniff? Because if it's not, you're missing out on a massive opportunity.
This is true.
Shep's holding his finger up on the Twitch chat.
What's up, Shep?
Well, Campy, even better than the sticker, didn't you guys participate in like the 0.1K or whatever it was last year?
Give us a little credit. It was a 0.3K.
Okay, 0.3K, my bad. I didn't want to jip you out of those 0.2. I knew that it was, that's even better to me of just, what do? Walk every 100 meters or so, 100 yards, and there was a dessert waiting for you, or what happened with that?
There were three stops on the way. There was a coffee station, which I did not participate in. There was a donut.
Stuff's too healthy.
Yeah, I'm not a coffee guy anyway. And then at the end, you got a shot and some white, and you got some sliders from White Castle.
Oh Jesus!
It's pretty incredible.
I'm sorry for derailing your show here. Except though, I'm not like really actually sorry at all. I just have to say that like to get that on the record. So if you wanted to get back to
Bear
stuff,
he felt the suit tightening.
Yeah, if you want to get back to Bear stuff and more Hawaiian culture, feel free.
I'm going to talk about football with Olin Krutz. We're talking football all day, but you're just a hater.
Olin will be on my side. He hates your smoothies, too. We talked about it a lot this weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure Olin Krutz cares at all about my smoothies. Rick, you tell me how much I owe you for a sticker, and I want a 0.0 sticker to support the I'm Fat podcast and Never Running. I don't even know what I was going to talk about. Oh, yeah, Bears offense and how it's bad. Yeah, they got no chance to become league average. It's unfortunate. The offensive line is worse than I thought. The James Daniels injury is worse than I thought. And they my main thing that I want to get from Olin Krutz today is he was on with Mullion Haw, and he was talking about how the coaches can talk about attention to details, but it's on the players. They have to, you know, finish plays, go that extra mile. Everything has to be perfect schematically and attention to detail and all of that. My question is, honestly, say they aced all of those tests by the end of the year, how much better can this collection of talent be? Because if you have no talent, it doesn't matter if you work 25 hours a day, you're only going to be able to be so good at something. Look at Shane as Exhibit A. But if you think about, like how good can Bobby Massey be, right? What is his ceiling? How good can Jermaine Ifedi be? How good can Rashad Coward be? That's like the Shane of left guards. So there's a ceiling there that you're dealing with. And I think, Shane, do you think you're more Jermaine Ifedi or more Rashad Coward? What do you think?
I think I'm more of a Jermaine Bushrod. That's how I get who I get comped to most often.
That makes sense.
More of like a revolving door, you know?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. But yeah, so like think of Shane when you think of the Bears offensive line. That's basically what I'm saying here. And I think Olin will back me up on that when he's in here earlier. But I'm the ceiling for what this team can be this year on offense is just lower if those guys can't push the Panthers around. And they couldn't. They got dominated at the point of attack. And I honestly thought that they were going to be better than that. I was expecting them to be average. Not great, but average against the Panthers, which, again, is 26 or 27 points. And overall, they were well short of that. When you look to the rest of the league, though, there are bright spots for the Bears. That's next before Boomer Esiason on the Score.
He was playing really well. Like you said, he was really progressing. He's still a young player, but he'll fully recover from this. We're confident in that. And then last week to have Alex Barr step in, and he settled in and played well in that win. And then of course, we have Rashad. And look, they're both good players. I think it speaks to our depth. What we really like about Rashad, especially with his background, Jeff, is just the temperament that he plays with.
Laughing out loud.
Ryan Pace from Before the Game talking about the tremendous depth on the offensive line. And he's right. They do have depth in that they have multiple bodies. They just don't have, you know, talented ones. Which is, I think, the goal. It's like the old Seinfeld bit. Anyone can take a reservation. The key is holding the reservation. Anyone can sign offensive linemen. The key is signing good offensive linemen. And the Bears certainly lack that. But here's the saving grace. And I want to talk a little bit more about this with Boomer Esiason. He is our Monday afternoon quarterback, so we'll talk Foles and the Bears offense, but also the rest of the league. Look at where the Bears are. And I don't know how many of you, it's my job to do it, so if you don't, whatever. But like, if you don't watch the rest of the league or you just follow it on your phone for fantasy purposes or whatever, the NFC is wide open. I mean wide open. The AFC, I think the Chiefs are the best team. I think the Ravens and the Steelers are second and third, but the Titans are also really good. The AFC is much better than the NFC right now. But you deal with that problem when you get to the Super Bowl. So the Packers' point is obvious, right? Packers were undefeated, but they've already had their bye. They've been fairly healthy. Rodgers has looked amazing. No massive, like, you know, the Saints win was good. But for the most part, it's like, okay, they've done a good job. And the Saints, people are saying that Drew Brees' arm is cooked. I still am not convinced that the Saints aren't the best team in the NFC. And the Bears will get them in a couple of weeks. But the Packers' point is obvious. They lost coming off the bye to a team that the Bears just beat, right? Bears beat Tampa. Tampa beat the Bears. Transitive property doesn't always apply in the NFL, but it at least lets you know that the Packers are beatable. If a team that you just beat destroyed them, the Packers are not some sort of fantasy land insurmountable thing for the Bears to accomplish. NFC East we know is terrible. The Cowboys are 2-3 and in first place in the NFC East. They have the worst defensive in football and are starting Andy Dalton tonight instead of Dak Prescott because Dak's out for the season. NFC South, you already beat 75% of the NFC South, right? You beat the Bucs, you beat the Falcons, you beat the Panthers. So we'll see about the Saints. Like I said, I think they're the best team in that division. I picked them to lose to the Seahawks in the NFC Championship game before the year, but not a division that you're totally scared of right now. NFC West, Seattle's 5-0. Bears have allowed 19 fewer points than the Seahawks, but they've played six games. Seattle's only played five. Rams are 4-2. They were only able to score 16 points on the Niners last night. There's no one in the NFC that you can point to and say that they don't have an obvious flaw. Packers, you can run on, right? That's their huge flaw. Seattle, you can do anything you want to offensively. Their defense is horrible. The Bucs, you just played them. Now, you played them without Chris Godwin. Maybe they get better over the course of the year. But the Saints have had problems with throwing the ball downfield. Now, they get Mike Thomas back after the bye. So, like that, to me, the Saints are a good buy-low team if you care about gambling and investing in the futures market. I bought an 18-1 Super Bowl ticket on them the week before last, before the Lions game. But here's a couple of facts. The Bears are going to the playoffs. The Bears have flaws. There is no team in the NFC that is close to unbeatable. I don't think there's a team in the NFC close to the Chiefs, Steelers, or Ravens. I think you got to get to the Titans level before you start bringing in the Saints and the Packers and maybe the Bears and the Bucks and the Seahawks in the NFC. We'll see if Boomer Esiason agrees on that and what it means to be able to win games with huge things to clean up. It feels like it's a luxury in the NFL. We'll talk to Boomer Esiason about that and more next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.